ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end, in order that we are remembered as men.
Back again, and it's not too much of a big old gap in between, so I don't know if this means anything, but yeah, I don't know. This was what it is. I felt bad about doing a podcast that didn't have any Malifaux in it. Apparently, I really like Malifaux. So today, I'm going to do nothing but Malifaux. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the Broken Promises Malifaux supplement. And I'm going to cover the Resurrectionist and the Guild. And next time I'll do the Arcanist, the Neverborn, and so forth and so forth. I might do two or three. Two or three. So, but we'll start with two. I will be covering the new models really quickly in each segment, as well as the new upgrades for every Master and Malifaux. So that's my plan. That's why I'm sticking to it. And, I have the unicorn, I guess, coming, but I'm teaching my wife how to play Malifaux, so I will record that. She says, "Hey, Sean, I will play the doubles tournament with you in Adepticon. I can't talk. The heat's killing me in Michigan, and with my MS, it's screwing shit. So, but anyway, she's going to play the doubles tournament with me in Adepticon. So, got to find the crew, the master she likes. I'll coincide with that. Then I'll tell you a little bit about our team and tell you about how I'm teaching her is going and stuff. But today, let's go ahead and cover the Guild and Resurrectionists in the Broken Promises Malifaux rulebook. Okay, well, going through the book, first of all, we got some cool stories. Haven't made them tomorrow, so I can't give no spoiler alerts. But the first model we come up is the Jury. Now, if anything shows that that where it does is the artwork looks like the miniatures that come out, so that's cool. This is a chick with a foot on her, with a she's got a little slave guy in a hood holding a book. Kind of like reminds me of a little Dark Angel. And she's got a foot on it holding one of the scales of justice. She is the Jury. She's a guild marshal. Soulstone 8, 5 cash. She's a henchman. Living rare 1. Defense 6. Willpower 6. 9 wounds. 5 walk. 8 charge. Height 2. Her abilities are an honest trial. When declaring triggers, friendly models within 6 inch aura, they discard a card to add a +1 mask to their dual totem. She also has courtroom scrutiny. Enemy models within that same 6-inch aura may not take focus or defensive action stances. She also has a willpower and defense trigger, tampering, with a mask. So this comes through with her honest trial, where she can get that mask. After resolving on the attacking model, if it's not a leader, it gains the following condition to end the turn. And this is, like I said, defense trigger with a mask. Fees, +1. After completing an attack, action which dealt damage to another model, this model suffers +1 damage. Pretty cool. For attack action, she has weighted flail, melee 6, resist defense range 2, target suffers 3, 4, 5 damage. Before damaging, if the target has half or more of its wounds remaining, it gains slow before damaging. If the target has less than half the wounds remaining, this model draws a card. She's got throw the book at him. It's a shooting attack, range 8. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. If it's not a leader, the target gains the fees +1 condition to the end of the game. And legal fees with a mask trigger that's not built in. After damaging, the target must declare a number of cards equal to the value of fees condition. Then, in the fees condition on the target. So, it's kind of taxing you to do your stuff. It's pretty cool looking model. Anyway, we'll go through. She's got another attack action, I Find You, and this is cast of 6 with a ram, target number 12. Resist willpower, range 6. Target a model within range. This action must declare a trigger if able. Ram, you become guilty. This model may not be targeted by the models it considers to be friendly unless it first allows the opponent to draw a card. Mask, innocent. After succeeding, target heals 2 damage and may remove 1 condition of your choice. And liable with the tome. After succeeding, this model heals an amount of damage equal to the value of the target's fees condition. So that's the first model on here. She's the jury. She's looking pretty cool. She's got a big top hat on. She's got like a little guilty thing going. Dramatic pose. Don't have any feelings about this model. Nothing's jumping out to me yet, but I haven't really delved too much in what I'm going to do with these models as per se some of the upgrades. You know what? I might even just do the guild today with the items and break this up in a little smaller podcast. So, next up is the guild investigator. She's running through with a top hat, long coat, looking very investigative. She's a cost of 6, minion, living, rare 2, and she's a guardsman. She's got defense 6, willpower 5, 7 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. Her abilities are remove evidence. When this model activates, it may remove a skiing corpse or scrap marker within 6 inches in line of sight. If this ability removes the marker, draw a card. She's got disguise, so you can't charge her. She's got stand back. That's evidence. Once per activation, if a corpse, scrap, or scheme marker is placed within 4 inch aura of this model, the model may push any model within 3 inches of the placed marker up to 3 inches any direction. Now that's pretty cool, I guess. I'm seeing right now, maybe if I'm wrong or not, seeing some synergies with my Nelly crew. She's got holdout pistol, 2, 3, 4 damage, nothing to write home about, but at least it's a pistol. She's got You There, What Happened Here. It's a casting action with the resist of willpower, range 6. Target non-leader model gains the following condition to the end of its activation. Just act casual. This model cannot take the same action more than once during its activation. So that's pretty cool, I guess. Slow down some attacks or such. She's got tactical action, flash the badge. This model gains the following condition to the beginning of your next turn. On the case, enemy scheme markers within 4-inch aura cannot be targeted by enemy actions and cannot be used to complete schemes. Pretty nifty. She might actually find herself into my Nelly crew, like I said. Next up, we have a Monster Hunter. Model looks like a plus-size girl with a pretty beefy handgun and lots of bullets. Kind of reminds me of what would happen if Abula, or Bela, and Perdita had a child and called it Monster Hunter. This is a 6 soulstone minion, living rare 2, and she's family. Defense 5, willpower 6, wound 7, walk 6, charge 6, height 2. She's got hunt them down. Models with the stalk condition must discard a card to cheat fate against this model. Okay, she's got something to prove. This model deals +1 damage to models with a higher soulstone cost than itself. This model reduces damage it suffers from models with a higher soulstone cost than themselves by 1 to minimum of a 1. So it's kind of like a weird, if she's taking on, you know, like higher point henchmen leaders or anything like that, kind of like built-in armor. She's got the dual pistols. It is a shooting 5. Range 2 attack melee or 10 shooting. This attack receives plus to its attack flips. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. It's got a ram trigger, which is when damaging target. This attack deals +1 damage for each ram in the total. So pretty much what a lot of guild models do. And frightening shot. After damaging, the target gains the following condition the rest of the game. Hesitant. If this model takes the charge action, it suffers 2 damage, which may not be reduced. She also has Run in Fear, which is a range 8, and it allows you to push the target enemy model its charge directly away from this model. If the target has the stalk condition, it suffers 2 damage. It's got a trigger. It's not built in, but with a chrome. And warn your friends, after succeeding, after enemy model has moved, every model within 2 inches of the target must pass a 10 horror duel. So, kind of like freaking out your buddies, I guess. She's got stalk, so this is where this all comes in. This is a zero tactical action. This model may discard a card. If it does, target enemy model within line of sight gains the following condition until this model takes its action again. Stalked. At the end of this activation, in which this model took a walk or charge action, one opposing models for the stalk action may take a walk action that must end its move as close to this model as possible. Pretty straightforward. Could see some fun with that. I don't know. I'm not huge into the guild, so this is just nothing's jumping out at me yet. I mean, I do have a Lady Justice crew and a Nelly crew, but I haven't put them together. And my McMorning crew is going to be guild as well, but they're not put together, and I'm using a female alternate McMorning. So anyway, next up we have a Talarian Queller. This is a witch hunter, minion, living. Defense 5, 6 willpower, 7 wounds, 5 walk, 6 charge, height 2. And notice there is no rare number on this. It's got arcane shield, meaning that if this model is not activated during its turn, it can reduce all damage it suffers by 1 to a minimum of 0. I think we've seen that before on the academic guides that came with the iron sides. My memory serves me. This guy also has concentrated shielding. When this model's activation ends, it may discard a card. And if you do, it does not count as having activated for purposes of arcane shield ability. So, a little bit more robust defense there. It's got dissipating magic. When this model is removed from play, if there are no friendly Queller models in play, discard all friendly suppression markers. Well, you gotta say, what is a suppression? Just kind of like the stalk. It's probably going to be at the bottom of the Zet card. He's got the Enchanted Blade, melee 5, no built-in triggers, 2, 3, 4 damage. Damage dealt by this action cannot be reduced, so kind of nice against armor and spirits and shit. With the ram, it's got Tempered Magic. When damaging, this action knows harder to wound and harder to kill. With a mask, it's tug at the threads of magic. At the succeeding, push a friendly suppression marker anywhere in a play up to 3 inches. He's got a restraining wand, which I'm not really fond of the look of this guy. He looks like a bartender with a fancy, I don't know. I'll leave it to you. And maybe I'll put a picture of him on the website. Restraining wand. Range 10, target gains the following condition to the end of the activation. Subdued. This model's attacks, duels, receive a negative flip. And this has a trigger with a crow weakened. After succeeding, target gains a slow condition. Tactical action. He's got enchant weapons. Target non-mass model gains the following condition to end the turn. Enchanted weapons. This model's melee and attack actions may not have their damage reduced. The guy's coming in a little bit more handier. And he's got the area suppression. Range of 12. Place a 30mm suppression marker within range. If there are 3 or more friendly suppression markers in play, choose and discard one. Enemy models within 3 inches of these markers lose all suits printed on their melee, shooting, cast, defense, and willpower stats. Obviously, this guy, no pun intended, is the ultimate debuff for the guild right now. We got 2 more guys before we get to the upgrades. Yeah, and I'm just going to do guild today. So this is going to be Broken Promises guild. And the sticking theme with this podcast, I broke a promise. And I'm only doing one. Alright, so next up we have, Damador de Cavaderas. I don't know. It's a Mexican Day of the Dead guy. He's pretty sweet looking. And if it's anything like the one that's in the picture, hopefully the female version is the one that's in the beginning of the Resurrectionist in the book. It's pretty cool. But anyway, this guy here is Guild Marshal, Enforcer, Living, Rare 2, 7 Soul Stone Cost. Defense 5, Willpower 5, 8 Wounds, 5 Walks, 6 Charge, Height 2. This guy's pretty cool looking. So far in the stories, they're pretty neat. Gonna be a lot of intricate painting on this, so. He's got the Special Dispensation. This crew may hire one undead model with a cost of 6 or less that is not included on crew's declared faction for every model that's contained with this ability. So these guys can come up with dead models, if you want. He's got Heart of Wound, and his other ability is Until Your Dying Breath. When another friendly living model is killed within 6 inches or aura, pulse, whatever, aura, just a black circle, one or more models with this ability may discard a card, and if you do, the friendly model may take a 1 AP action before it is removed from play. If the friendly model heals damage, it is still killed after performing the attack. So it's Until Your Dying Breath, get it? He's got attack actions of his melee attack. You can make somebody discard a card. If it cannot, it gains paralyzed condition. It's called Scour Mind. Next up, we have Life and Death. This is an actual damage attack. Range 8, not shooting, but target suffers 2/3 damage. The attack on the medium and severe have 1 blast, and then you heal 2 damage. Wait. Suffers 2/3, blast. Friendly living models reduce all damage suffered from this attack to 0 and then heal 2 damage. So, it's kind of like a little, need to heal a little bit, need damage a little bit, there we go. Do this in combat. It's got a built-in crow, but if you throw a ram in there too for ram and crow, after succeeding, discard a corpse marker touched by this blast marker, generated by this action. For every corpse marker discarded this way, draw a card. So, I mean, you're playing someone who's doing a lot of corpse markers and need them, you can get some cards. He's got Command Corpse, which is range 12. It's casting action. Target non-leader undead model immediately performs 1 action chosen and controlled by this model's controller. A model may only be targeted by this action once per turn. So, you can control enemy undead models. With a crow, which is built in, and pick up that limb, after succeeding, discard a corpse marker within 2 inches of the target, and if you did so, the target heals 2 damage. So you can do your own stuff and heal, you could do other stuff. I don't know why you want to do other people, but at least you can get rid of corpse markers, sorry. Tactical action is the slow creep of death. This allows enemy models enemy models with a 6-inch pulse must pass the target number 11 willpower duel or suffer 2 damage. So a nice little build up some guild marshals, something that's totally cool looking. The motto is sweet. I'm just going to say, if you've seen the Book of Life, and there was I forgot her name, but the female in there, she had the hat with all the candles on it. This guy's rocking kind of similar, the same hat with a skull painted face. I really like it. My hat goes off to the guy who did the Perdita crew as the Day of the Dead as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look that up. That shit is fucking awesome. Next up, we have the Riot Breaker. This is a construct minion Riot Breaker. Cost 6. 4 defense, 6 willpower, 7 wounds, 4 walk, 4 charge, height 2. He's got the no pushing or shoving. Once per turn, after a model ends a push in line of sight of this model may push up to 4 inches. He's got armor 2. He's got please move in an orderly fashion, so these are all like police commands that he's giving out. Enemy non-leader model activating within 6-inch aura cannot generate extra AP, such as from casting expert or the fast condition. So it can shut down things like Reckless and stuff like that, which is unfortunate for the little gremlins because, well, we don't need something with armor 2 stopping our extra activations. He's got an attack action of a tower shield. It's melee, 2/3 damage. This action deals damage on disengaging strikes. He's got the riot gun, which is 2/3/4 damage, blast on the moderate and severe. Models that suffer damage from this attack gain the following condition to end of turn. Insignificant. Well, we all know what that means. Oh, no. We don't know. This model may not take interact action. Never mind. This action does not randomize when shooting into an engagement. So, yeah. Its tactical action with 1 is disperse. Enemy models within range must pass a target number 13 walk duel or gain the following condition to end of their next activation. Time to go. When this model activates, its first action must be a walk action, if possible. If this model ends its activation within an enemy Riot Breaker's engagement range, it suffers 2 damage that may not be reduced. I don't know, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a fucking robot with a... like, multi... like a drum barrel shotgun with a riot shield. I mean, what's there not to like, right? So that's it for the new models in the book. But mainly what this book... like all Malifaux books, you would look for the new models. But this one here also has upgrades for every master. Two, to be exact. And the first one will go to Sonya. Sonya. She's got no more mask. This is not limited. Restriction Sonya. This model gains the following abilities. Ancient Lore. When this model takes the confiscated lore action, it may also choose melee. If it does so, this model's melee actions also add a +1 blast to their moderate and severe damage to the end of the turn. And it also gives her Unleashed. If this model deals damage with a close combat attack, any model's damage gain the Burning One condition, and this model may push up to 2 inches in any direction. Yeah, so it's all about burning. We're back at this. Anyway, we got Sharuf's Parting Gift. This is the next upgrade. Friendly Purifying Flame models permanently gain the Witch Hunter characteristic. Next up, we have this model gains the following abilities. Follow the Flames. After a friendly Witch Hunter ends its activation with another friendly Witch Hunter within 12 inches in line of sight, may actively activate immediately as a chain activation. And it gives Echo a power. After an enemy model is killed while it has a burning condition, if no other friendly models were summoned as a result of the enemy model's death, this model may summon a Purifying Flame into base contact with an enemy before it is removed from play, then sacrifice all other friendly totems. This model does not lead line of fire to the site of the summoned model. So allows you to, well, add summoning Purifying Flames to Sonya Crid as well as Witchling Stalkers. That's her two upgrades. Next up we have Lady Justice. First one is Sword Fighter. Cost of Soulstone 1. And she gains the following tactical actions. With 2 action, Acrobatic Assault, you place this model within 4 inches of its current location. Then take a melee 1 action against the target in range. And after action is resolved, attack and any triggers, place this model within 4 inches of its current location. If the 1 inch melee action damages an enemy model, this model gains the following condition to the start of the next phase. Counter Stance. This model gains a +2 to defense duels and a plus mass to its defense. So she's like showing off. And she's got for 0 action, Justice at the end of the blade. Discard 2 cards, name an enemy enforcer, henchman, or master, which is in play. This model gains a plus to all the flips against the name model until the end of the turn. That includes damage flips. So, if you thought you had a hard time with Lady Justice swinging her sword at you and stuff like that, it only gets worse. This is my favorite upgrade. This is my favorite upgrade of the guild right here. It's the Ashwood Coffin. She gains the following action. Target number 10, with a crow, she needs. Target non-leader enemy model is buried. So basically, she has a coffin like the Death Marshals. I think that's so cool because I want to find a little coffin and glue it to back my Lady Justice. And I think that would be such a sweet pose. She also has one action, Punishment. This action may only target buried models and may do so ignoring range and line of sight. And she can start on the target that's buried, suffers 3, 4, 5 damage. So, yeah, she can take you off the board, still damage you in anybody's coffin. I love it, I love it, I love it. Gives me a chance to actually, model. My model. Next up we have Perdita. She's got shooting cans. Not really going overboard on her upgrades. She's got bullseye. Remove a target scheme marker. The target number for this activation equal to 5 plus the number of inches between the target scheme marker and the model. Roundup. Showing off after succeeding with a tome. Take this action again. The target for this an additional action must be further from its... Okay, she can shoot another one, but it's got to be further away, and she can plink something else. She's got the fastest draw on Malifaux. It's her next upgrade. It's her ability, and the model's crew gains a +2 to initiative flips. If this model's crew loses initiative, draw a card. That is pretty freaking awesome. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't... Okay, I like the actual coffin, but that in general is pretty damn damaging, especially with a whole bunch of family that are going to be shooting you in the face that can chain activate one after another. Just really good. Hoffman's upgrades, I don't really care. He's got three, but I'm going to go through them. Don't like Hoffman. Improves harness. Model gains following abilities. Armor plus one. He's got the adaptable armor. Friendly constructs within 6-inch aura of this model may not have their armor ignored, reduced by enemy effects, or stayed otherwise. And this model gains the following tactical action. Mechanical leap. Place this model within 6 inches of its current location. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gone Ramos's, but I'm just saying. Hoffman's doing a whole bunch of shit that Ramos should be doing. Hoffman should just not. I don't like Hoffman. Pneumatic upgrades. This model gains the following ability. This is for 2 soul stones. Power on conductors. When declaring a casting action, this model may end its power loop condition on any number of friendly models until the end of this model's activation. The declared action increases its printed range by +2 for every power loop. And also gives him this following tactical action. Sorry, we have the technology. Target number 14 with a ram, so I wonder, that's pretty high. Range 8, target-friendly non-construct guild model attaches a cyborg upgrade, ignoring all restrictions. This action cannot be taken if there are 3 or more cyborg upgrades attached to friendly models. So, he can make things. He's a Borg. He is a Borg. He's Hoffman the Borg. And speaking of, his last one is rare 3, cyborg. And here's the cyborg upgrade. This model may not produce, anyway, cannot be purchased. Machine or mannequin is the model gains following ability. This model gains the construct characteristic. The model uses the power loop condition to alter its stat in a duel. It ends the power loop condition start or at the end of the duel. And the model gains the following action. First version update. Select an upgrade with restrictions modification which is not already attached to any models in this crew and attach to this model, ignoring all usual restrictions of the upgrade. Yeah, blah blah blah. Anyway. Yeah, that's my views. I probably never own Hoffman. I might own some guild constructs, but yeah, don't hold your breath on Hoffman ever. But I'll go through him. His stuff's worthy though. Next up, we have Lucius. Now, he is still guild and Neverborn. The first one is a limited. Cost of 2 soul stones. And this will give him the following abilities. Arcane Reservoir, +1. Increase your hand size by +1. Deep Pockets. At the start of this model's activation, it may discard a card to draw a card. You may reveal the drawn card. If the value is less than the card discarded, you may discard it to draw another card. Yeah, kind of seems like that's something that, oh my god. Anyway, Jacob would like. Next one is just a Lucius restriction. Soulstone costs a 1. Gains the following abilities. The Perks of Power. When this model activates, if the opposing crew has less VPE than this crew, the model may discard an enemy scheme marker within 6 inches. It's got Ruthless Efficiency. When a friendly living model is killed by this model's Devil's Deal ability, add 1 soulstone to the crew's soulstone pool. It also gives them a following attack action. Talk down to them. Range 6. Target gains the following condition until the end of the turn. Dim Bulb. This model cannot cheat fate. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Lucius and the whole lawyer thing. I guess it's just not I'm not grasping it right now because I don't have no thrill to play it, but I guess it can't be too bad. Finally, we got Nelly and her upgrades. Neither of them are limited. Both 2 soul stones. Gives her the following ability. The first one, Editor-in-Chief. Headline, Guild Destined for Victory. If the opposing crew has less VP than this crew. Friendly models in this crew heal 1 damage when they activate and gain a plus to the willpower duels. Also gives them the following tactical action. Frantic Editing. Choose one of your unrevealed schemes and discard a soulstone. If you do, replace the unchosen revealed scheme with another unrevealed scheme from this scheme pool. This may not allow you to have multiple copies of the same scheme discarded as upgrade. So it's just like things aren't working out. Switch it. Things aren't going your way. Maybe I've done that a couple times where I've been in situations where I'm doing protect your territory or whatever it was, and then it wasn't working for me, but I could do the one across the board easier, so it'd be nice to switch. The next upgrade is Alternate Effects. Gives her the following ability. Just in Littering Epidemic Strikes Malifaux. And this allows, after enemy model places a scheme marker within an 8-inch aura of this model gains evidence +1. And you know Nelly, she's all working on the evidence, so that's always good. Next up, gives her the trigger on the propaganda action, Unpaid Taxes. After succeeding, if the target is not a leader, it gains the following condition for the rest of the game, Fees +1. After completing an attack action which dealt damage to another model, this model suffers 1 damage. And then punish their people for punishing yours. Not bad. She gains the following tactical action with the last ability on here. It is Write an Article. It's a 0 action. Draw a card equal to the value of this model's evidence condition. Then end the evidence condition. So, gives Nelly some card control too. So, that's pretty cool. I'm just going to Masters, but those whatchamacallits, because I haven't bought none of them yet. The Emissary, he has his too. Fuck it, I'll go over it. 0 Soulstone. This is for the Emissary. This upgrade may only be attached if Nelly is the crew's leader. This model gains the following trigger on its rule of law action, evidence of guilt. After succeeding, an enemy model and a friendly leader gain the evidence +1 condition. It gives them an attack action that says most terrifying interview ever. Target gains the following condition till end of the game. Giving up secrets. When this model activates, the opponent draws 3 cards. This model may choose to suffer up to 3 damage, which may not be reduced. For each damage suffered, the opponent draws 1 fewer card than this than this condition ends. So, yeah. That puts us about 30 minutes. I'm going to do a little Malifaux segments. That's going to be it for the guild today. That's it. I broke a promise. Next up will be Resurrectionist. Hope you enjoyed. Hopefully I have some more news on my wife's Malifaux journey. And talk to you soon. I hope you enjoyed. And go over Resurrectionist from the Broken Promises next time. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. And thank you so much for listening.